GASM has been explaining factors that have led to the rise in cement prices. It says the increment is due to manipulation by distributors. This is because GASM has not increased its S-factory price since February. Its corporate affairs director, Dr. Dawson Amwa, told Radio Ghana that the situation has arisen because its major competitor, Diamond Cement, is not producing due to a fault on one of its transformers. This has put pressure on GASM, thereby increasing demand.
GASM, we have not increased our ex-factory price since February. As I speak to you right now, we sell to our registered distributors a bag of cement 13.34 Ghana cedis. And that's what we sell to distributors, the price, the prevailing price that we give them. But the situation, you know, the current situation in the market, Kamidax, explain as follows. Our major competitor, that's the Diamond Cement, located at Aflao, for the past 3 weeks, have not been operating due to bent transformer as a result of a tender, very heavy tender strike, which has actually destroyed the transformer. And information is that because of the bent transformer, they are not producing. And if I say they are not producing, it's zero production. And this is a competitor that holds about 35% of the market, so far as cement is concerned. So with this situation, not producing, pressure is seriously on GASM. And what is happening at the retail market is purely market dynamics. The inability of the major competitor, that is Diamond Cement, of supplying cement actually to the market. And of course, talking about the limitation of GASM, if I say the limitation of GASM, what I mean is that is the pressure of GASM to meet the growing demand has actually caused this market dynamics. What do I mean? It is like the gap between the demand and supply has widened. So the few distributors or retailers having the cement are manipulating the prices. So this hike is a result of, I would say, temporary shortage of the supply of cement to the market.
So does it mean it's completely beyond you to do something about this situation?
We really have the capacity to produce. Like I said, we do not have interruptions so far as, you know, production and supply is concerned. I mean, we are doing our best so far as our various production capacities are actually concerned.
Director of Corporate Affairs at GASM, Dr. Dawson Amwa. Meanwhile, the head of the commercial department of Diamond Cement, Anthony Bwachi, says he is optimistic that by Monday 21st of this month, Gridco will restore their transformer, which got burnt, so that the company can fully resume full-scale production of cement. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Bwachi said he is hopeful that when the machine is restored, they will produce 1.8 million tons a year. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
We have a burnt transformer. Actually, it happened on the 25th of April this year. A lightning strike. So they are brought in, they are working on it. They are working very seriously on it. But because the damage is very high, huge damage, of course, it's taking them about 3 weeks or more than that to fix it. We are hoping that by Monday they will be able to fix it and get the light, and then we start the grinding.
Yeah.
And after about 24 hours, we will be able to start supplying the cement.
So when everything is working well, what is the unit price of cement?
14 cedis, 42 pesos at our factory at Aflao. The major issue is that in supply and demand is what is brewing in marketing. The transportation has not been increased. Neither has the factory have been increased. But the shortage of cement, our side, we are producing the maximum that we can. You know, we are producing about 5 tons a day. And I think these 5 tons is where at the moment we want to hit the target of about 1.8 million tons a year.
How soon do you expect to get to that figure?
Oh, even these five tons, if you we are taking about 300 days a year, then we are going to about 1.5 million tons a year.
The head of commercial department, Diamond Cement, Anthony Bwachi, talking to Kingsley Obinchere.